Long live Dwayne Johnson, American treasure. At least that's what it says on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, something you may have read about if you subscribe to nextissue.com. Get your free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/crappens and get access to tons of magazines. You get all the stories, the news, and the photos from the most relied upon sources. I mean, sports, entertainment, fashion, news. You get Sports Illustrated, Backpacker, Ski and Surfer. I mean, I know you guys care about the ski and the surfing, and if not, there's Allure, there's Vogue, there's Elle, there's Cosmo, Time Magazine, Elizabeth Warren's on the cover. I know some of you guys love her, some of you guys hate her. Either way, I'm sure you want to hear what she has to say, or not. Maybe you just want to hate read. Either way, she's there. There's O Magazine, and that's Oprah. You can't deny Oprah. I mean, if you don't sign up for nextissue.com, you are personally going after Oprah. That's my view on it, and I think we all know who wins that battle. Either way, Next Issue delivers all the content, everything that's in print editions on the same day they hit the newsstands, lots of interactive features and videos and photos, access the most popular and trusted magazines anywhere on your tablet or phone. One subscription gets you so many magazines for as little as $10 per month. You can use it up onto up to 5 devices. It's easy to share with others. Guys, get your free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/crappens and read up, way up, on all your interests. nextissue.com/crappens.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender. Joining me, as always, is the wonderful and hilarious and getting skinny Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
So
this is a marathon Crappens Day. I'm so excited.
Yeah, this is a big day. If you are listening to this podcast and it's Tuesday, July 14th, a.k.a. Bastille Day, then guess what? You have a lot on your calendar for today for Crappens, because we just did an AMA on Reddit, which means Ask Me Anything, where we answered a bunch of questions on there. You can go to Reddit, check it out. The link, I think, is up on our Facebook page. Which is a good way of saying that if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/watchforcrappens, you get all sorts of great, funny content, most of it provided by you, the listeners. It's really fun. So go check out our AMA there. Also, if you support us at Patreon, you get access to things like a bonus episode. We just recorded a really fun one where we talked about Andy Cohen calling that actress Amandla a jackal, even though she's just 16. And then we also talked about Kim Richards getting out of rehab. And we talked about, but there's something else in the middle. Oh, Michelle Collins being on The View. It's a really good bonus episode. So go support us on Patreon. You get access to that. Also, if you support us on Patreon, if you donate at the $2 level, you get access to a Google Hangout, and we are doing the Google Hangout tonight. It's Tuesday, I think it's at 6 p.m. Pacific Coast time, 9 p.m. Eastern, and Ryan and I will be watching Real Housewives of New York City on the Hangout, and we encourage everyone to watch with us, and we will talk and make catty jokes, etc., etc. Super fun. First 10 people get to join on the Hangout. Everyone else can watch from YouTube. And then we are recording our second episode directly afterwards. After the Hangout is over, we're doing our second episode because Ronnie's going to Texas.
Texas
tomorrow. So we are going to be podcasting together. And to sweeten it, we are going to do it live on Periscope. So if you don't have the Periscope app, download it so you can watch us. Wow. What a day of Crappens.
That was a lot, Ben.
It was a lot. And we haven't even talked about our premium sponsors, because on Patreon, we also have premium sponsorships available. And we are very lucky and very thankful that we have two premium sponsors for us, for our podcast. So we have to say thank you, and that this podcast is brought to you in part by Claudia Catalina and Chrissy Dougherty. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thanks. It's without you, we would be hopeless.
Without you, we'd be waiters. Thank you, guys.
Anything else I have to talk about? I mean, whatever. What the hell?
Everyone, I don't think so. You've probably already done that next issue ad.
Yeah. So anyway, let's start out. We're going to talk about Real Housewives of Orange County and Married to Medicine, but there's also some gossip that we didn't cover on the bonus show that we can just cover now. First and foremost, or at least just first, is that NeNe Leakes and Kim Zolciak were supposed to have a spin-off show together. It was going to be called NeNe and Kim, The Road to Riches. I'm sad to report, it is no more. It's been postponed or canceled as of right now. It's not happening. Because, quote-unquote, they're both in the middle of other projects.
Filming a game show, which probably took an afternoon to shoot the entire six episodes of that game show. And Kim Zolciak is shooting her dumb little Bravo show. Give me a break, people. That is not being too busy, okay? Yeah. Especially you, NeNe, with your game show. Get out of here.
Yeah, come on. You're on Broadway.
Take like a second to film.
You're on Broadway, and you still manage to do a Real Housewives. No. You're not too busy. I mean, the only thing that Kim is doing right now is searching for some budget Chardonnay, all right? She is not too busy. I'm
Kim
happy.
Is just touching her face to feel if she can still feel anything, because that bitch's face looks crazy.
Oh, yeah, I missed
it's
the...
It's officially crazy. Have you seen her face lately? Someone put it on our Facebook. It's an Instagram of her next to Brielle. Brielle's beautiful, by the way.
Yes.
Of course, growing up beautifully. And Kim is beautiful, too, even though she looks like a damn, you know, melted candy corn on a heater or whatever. But she looks ridiculous. Her face looks crazy. Stop it. Stop it. Move away from your face.
Yeah. I didn't watch the 100th episode special for Atlanta, which I thought was funny because the show isn't airing. And so I'm like, wait, why is there a 100th episode special of Atlanta airing? It must be that Mother Funders is and Married to Medicine probably aren't doing so well on Sunday. That's what I suspect.
Atlanta is the biggest show on there. It's the biggest Housewives show on there, and nothing's performing, I guess.
That's what I imagine. But either way, I saw the previews that Kim looked cuckoo for Crazy Puffs. I mean, she was, or Cocoa Puffs. She had some sort of like purple fuchsia lipstick on. Her face looked like it was like one of those things where you squeeze the neck and the eyes bulge out or whatever. It's just a disaster.
Oh, like those rubber chicken things?
Yes, that's exactly what she looks like, a rubber chicken. Big old rubber chicken in a wig. So I'm
The other Bravo goss is the chubby gay guy, Eric Stone Street. Okay, just so I'm not fattest and homophobic at the same time. Uh-huh. Eric Stone Street, even though he's not gay, obviously, Eric Stone Street is dating Bethany Frankel. It's like polar opposites.
Very strange. Very strange pairing.
And by polar opposite, I mean scale opposite. Like those two, skinny is... Bethany is anorexia, and this guy is Overeaters Anonymous, and I just love imagining the fights in their house. Bethany's probably just like, you fought it. You're gonna eat? Oh, God, you're gonna eat? Oh, he's gonna eat. Oh, he's gonna eat. And he just thinks she's hilarious because she's a neurotic idiot.
You know what, Modern Family? That's exactly what we are, a Modern Family, because he's over there, and then I have a wall up. I have a wall up. He can't get into my wall. Can't get over it. Wall is up. We're very Modern Family.
You know, no one could get through my wall until he rolled over one night and the wall came crashing down. So did my lungs. My lungs collapsed, but it was worth it. It's love.
If you tell me that Ed O'Neill's coming over for dinner, I will literally be on the floor right now in a ball of tears, okay? You know, I cannot deal with it. My wall is up.
That's so cute. I really, you know, I'm behind all families. White families, minority families, eating disordered families. Yeah. I just love family.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I say if we're going to have an eating disorder, let's do it as a family. I'm about to do it for 2 weeks with my mother. I can't wait.
Oh, wow. Are you excited for your Texas trip?
Yeah, I'm. I go twice a year. And so by this time, I've had like 6 months away. And so I'm so peaceful. And I'm like, oh, everything's so great. I can't wait to see everybody. And then by the end of the 2 weeks, I'm like a rage machine.
Well, I'm excited that I will be joining you in Texas next week, and we allegedly have a live show for next Friday in Austin for Crap by Crap West, but do we actually have a venue?
Well, actually, one of our lovely listeners and a writer at Trash Talk TV did find us a venue.
Really?
But I have not seen it, and I'm afraid to commit because it's like some straight bar in East Austin, and you know, they're not going to close down, and it'll be on a Friday or Saturday night, and I'm kind of scared, you know. Yeah.
Does anyone like know of any coffee shops in Austin? If you know of a coffee shop in Austin,
once I'm
where
there, I'll
be
better. Yeah. Once I'm there, my family owns restaurants and stuff. I just haven't been able to. It's hard to pressure people on text, you guys. I have to do it in real life. It makes sad eyes.
Yeah. So we're cautiously optimistic that our live
Austin show.
We'll
definitely be doing it.
We will.
It
we
will definitely be either July 24th or 25th. That's a Friday or Saturday in Austin somewhere. Tracy Swayze's offered her sister's home in Georgetown, but that's a little far.
That's too far.
Christina found us a bar.
Let's just do it under all the bats. Let's just go to the bridge and do the podcast live from the bats. And every time one of them shits guano on us, we'll make a reference to a Real Housewife.
Totally. It sounds good to me. I'm in.
Crap by Crap West. It's happening.
We might do it in a cul-de-sac, but we will be there the 24th or the 25th. So plan on coming. I think a lot of people are planning on coming. That's going to be a really fun night.
It'll be great. I'm actually really excited. Everyone better get there, and everyone better laugh at every one of our jokes, even if they're not funny, because it'll sound great on the podcast.
We'll just add it in later.
If you don't clap, if you don't laugh, I'll be like, David, go on.
David, I have some Bravo goss.
Really?
I was out the other night just at a bar around the corner from me, getting a drink with a friend, a straight friend who's like always off like hitting on girls. So I was left to my own devices. I was like, wow, this is like being around good looking gay men. They're just off talking all the time. That's why I hang out with homely people. No offense, my friends who don't listen to this show. Anyway, I was out with my friend and he was off hitting on girls. And so I was just talking to random people. And I was talking to this table of really funny people. And it turns out one of the friends of this table was Tom from Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, yeah. You had that picture
and
with
so
him, right? Yeah.
I just walked up to him and I was like, hey, my name is Ronnie. I'm on Watch What Crappens, this podcast that makes fun of Bravo shows. And we love to make fun of your show. And he's like, oh, so you're like a fan of the show? And I said, well, kind of, in the way that we love to mock you. And he's like, what do you mean? And so I did my impression of him. Yeah, I was like, Kristen, I didn't do anything with her, Kristen. It's not like I stuck my penis. Okay, I stuck my penis in her, Kristen, but not only in her mouth. Okay,
seriously?
Her vagina, but not in her butt. It would only count if it was her butt. He was not amused.
Really?
Because he wasn't mad, but he was really nice, by the way. I don't think he got it. They usually don't. Gretchen didn't get it either when I impersonated her.
She
didn't get it either.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was fun meeting him, and I ended up just hanging out with them because they were kind of who I knew when I got ditched by the straight guy. And so I had a really fun night with them, and I just wanted to say that he's actually really nice in real life hilarious in how reality show dumb he is. He's like, hey, bro. Yeah. So I just finished doing my impersonation of him, which he doesn't laugh at, but his friend does. And he's like, hey, aren't you going to take a picture? And I was like, no, should I? And he's like, yeah, put it on Instagram. I was like, oh, my good.
That's something that reality stars love doing. They're actually the ones who usually say, like, let's do a picture.
They make you take the picture.
Remember when we ran into Rachel and Brendan at the Abbey? And they were the ones who were like, let's do a picture. It wasn't us.
Both they separately. He's like, hey, bro, you want to take a picture? And she's like, why don't we take a picture?
We're like, okay, sure. I mean, that's what I love. Reality stars are the best because they are so happy to be recognized and to be known that they are totally approachable. You can go up to anyone. I remember in Big Brother Season 5, Jace was like the most reviled guy in the house, and we made fun of him on TVgasm so badly. I did a video where I basically made it look like he and Scott were like gay lovers, and it went viral. I mean, it really just thrashed him. And he comes out of the house, and I run into him at Cabo Cantina, like 2 days after he's out of the house. And I'm like, oh, hey, Jace. And he's, and then he's like, hey, man, what's going on? And I said, like, yeah, make fun of you on the web, TVgasm. And he's like, oh, cool, man, let's do a picture. And I remember, like, posing, you know, with Jace for a picture. And I remember to this day putting my hand on his shoulder, because he was sleeveless, of course. And it was all stubbly and weird. It was, like, poorly shaven. But anyway, yeah, that's a little flavor to set the scene. But yes, they always ask for the photo.
I love it. I think it's so funny. But he was actually really nice, and Ariana is gorgeous. She had like zero makeup on. She's just beautiful. I mean, she was nice too. I didn't talk to her much.
Seriously.
But he was really nice, and it was very, very fun being out and having those two worlds collide.
That's
Loved
awesome.
It.
That's great. I love LA.
And then my friend, of course, got like three phone numbers because he's so cute. And we were walking home, and he was texting all the girls. And I'm like, God damn it, I lost the number. And he's like, what number did you get, brah? And I was like, that guy from Bravo. And he's like, you're an idiot. Like, who cares?
That's you got. Cool.
I'm
you
like,
got,
whatever. You get vagina, and I get a podcast guest. All right, it worked out for both of us, Dunning.
Oh yeah. Well, the thing is that we know where he is. We just have to go to Sir
Insta.
Yeah.
Hey, Max, is this on Insta? Is the bartender
Max,
on
Insta?
Hey, Max, is the bartender on Insta? Is it on Insta? Max? Max?
Max. So funny. I love this town. Pools.
I know. Speaking of this town, why don't we get on the highway and head down to Orange County?
Let's do it, Ben.
Oh, Ronnie.
You know, I watch Orange County when it comes on the internet because I don't like sitting through commercials, even though I'm paying for cable now. And I feel like it's not stealing because I'm paying for cable.
Yeah.
But I wait. And so I was reading the comments on Facebook about OC. And I thought, oh, my God, this is going to be so boring. Because everyone's like, oh, it's just Dead Mother. And
yeah, it was a sort of dull episode.
I thought it was so good.
Really? I thought it was kind of like, okay. It was like, I mean, it was interesting, but it wasn't like juicy. It was just like, okay, like my thoughts about like Vicky's mom died and Megan's stepdaughter's mom has cancer, is gonna die, and then Tamara has
such
a baby.
Wonderful stuff was happening in between all this. Okay, so it opens with Tamara and her mom, who she used to hate and like embarrass on national TV, which I guess they're nice to each other now.
Yeah,
but I guess the mom paid her penance, and also Tamara's a Christian now, so there's that.
Yeah, that's right.
But her new grandbaby is going to be born, as someone called it on Facebook, to her lame son's Instagram wife, which I thought was funny. Mm-hmm. But her grandbaby is being born, and she's packing all the baby clothes that she bought because it's a granddaughter. And I just watched her pack thinking, you know, I find it amusing that these women were such bitches. But Vicky now has Gretchen's face, and Tamara has bought Gretchen's entire wardrobe as mini baby clothes. Gretchen owned every single one of those outfits. Every one of them.
However, tutus aren't just for ballerinis.
And then we got to see... I guess this whole talk was just Tamara's like, can you believe it? I'm going to be a grandmother. It's like, bitch, your neck was a grandmother 10 years ago. Get over yourself.
I'm being a hot grandma.
No, sorry. No. Paddleboard yoga because Megan wants to bond with her daughter because her mother can't do certain things because she has colon cancer. So we're going to go paddleboarding and do yoga at the same time. Top that colon cancer.
I'm a cool mom. Like, I understand Twitter, and I understand Instagram. That makes me cool. I'm a cool mom. I'm Megan.
I'm a cool mom. I'm on apps all the time. Snapchat, Tinder, Ashley Madison. It's like, bitch. Yeah.
She's like, and then she's like, tells her stepdaughter, whatever that girl's name, she's like, I just felt bad because when Vicky's mom died, it made me think of you and how your mom's about to die. And then I'll be your only mom then, because your mom's about to die. Did I mention your mom's about to die?
Totally. It's like, well, you know, Vicky's mom died, and your mom's going to die, and it made me cry because I was thinking of you, but then I was feeling bad, and Vicky's like 50, and you're 17, so it's different. It's like, that's like the age difference in your marriage. I wouldn't be throwing ages around so much.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I felt bad. I'm like, you know, like... I just feel bad because I thought about you, and you, like, don't look as hot as me on a paddleboard, and I feel bad.
I felt really bad for you because your mom is dying, and, you know, I was looking at Vicky, and Vicky's, like, 50. It's like, Vicky's mom was finally old enough for me to marry her, and then she died, and it just made me think that's so sad.
I just feel bad because your mom's about to die, and I feel bad because I'm going to throw out everything she's left for you.
Yeah. I'll buy, this kid's going to love me. I'm so cool. I'm going to buy totally new things from all the other moms so she has more to choose from when her dad dies. That's so nice, Megan. That is so thoughtful of you.
But then I was thinking that I don't feel bad for you because I'm going to decorate the home in a Tuscan style and you'll feel like you're in Tuscany. So that's good.
You know, when your mother dies and I'm still here, I just want you to remember that she wasn't the one who bought the ceramic chef cookie jar from Ross. That was me.
I just want you to know that you're a beautiful girl, but not as beautiful as me. That's all.
During yoga, I like to count because it settles my mind. Why don't you just focus on the bones in my back? Count those. It's like, what the hell, lady? Eat some. You do not need to be paddleboard yoga-ing. You need to be out there with the fisherman's net to catch something, put some mustard on it, and have yourself a seat. Can't get colon cancer because your stomach is eating your colon, all right? It's starving. It's like when you're so, when starving people, their bodies just start, like, ingesting their bones and shit.
Yeah.
Hashtag stepmomhood. Shut up, okay? You're not that Julia Roberts movie where, like, the mom dies of cancer and you're the hero, okay? You don't, it doesn't work out that way in your version.
Yeah, she's, if anything, she's the Julia Roberts movie with Dr. Jekyll.
She's the Julia Roberts movie where you're like, don't give her a piece of candy. Don't give her a piece of candy. And then Sally Field starts crying hysterically in the cemetery. And then what's her buns, offers up Shirley MacLaine to beat.
I think she's the Julia Roberts movie where Julia Roberts plays a prostitute. And that's it.
She's the Julia Roberts movie where she goes in to buy new clothes in Beverly Hills because she doesn't want to wear the ex-wife's clothes, but then they don't let her.
She's the Julia Roberts movie where she goes into Steinmart and is like, I'll have all of your fleur-de-lis, please. And they're like, I'm sorry, we can't help you. She goes, big mistake, huge.
Huge. She's from that Julia Roberts movie where Julia Roberts goes to a restaurant and asks for water and they give her tap water and she's like, this isn't filtered. You're killing children. I'm going to sue you with my bra strap showing.
She's from that Julia Roberts movie where she actually dies and goes into a different realm. And then she comes back and she's like a little weird after that. She's like, I saw your mom.
We're going back. Mystic pizza. Listen, there's nothing mystic about pizza, okay? It's dangerous. I would never make that movie.
She's from that Julia Roberts movie where she goes in the kitchen and she sees that her husband has arranged all the canned goods in a very specific way. And if she wants to survive, she better get out of there.
She's like, he doesn't beat me, but he doesn't let me replace all the dish towels either.
Ugh! Sleeping with the baseball player. Ugh.
Sleeping with the enemy's quilt.
She's.
I want my own quilt.
What?
Because the enemy is the ex-wives.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. She's from the Julia Roberts movie where she does really bad karaoke and then someone else does it better.
Wait, wasn't that Gwyneth Paltrow?
No, I'm sorry. No, that was when she tries to make Cameron Diaz look bad and then Cameron Diaz sings bad karaoke and then everyone loves how bad Cameron Diaz sings the bad karaoke in My Best Friend's
Wedding. Wait, wasn't that Lost in Translation? What's that movie? Which one are you talking about? Oh, My Best Friend's Wedding. Yeah. She's like, I'm that Julia Roberts movie where Julia Roberts gets on a horse and keeps running away, but then finally Richard Gere is there with like three different ex-wives' wardrobes for her, so she stays.
I'm like that Julia Roberts movie where I'm like being chased around London. And then I spill orange juice on a British guy, and I'm like, I'm just a girl standing in front of a guy asking to throw out all his ex-wife's stuff.
And then my husband blew a tranny and his career was over. The end! We're already fucking loopy, and we're just starting. God help us.
I'm like that I'm like that Julia Roberts movie where I go to Las Vegas and I just steal everything from the casino and put it in Jimmy's house and get rid of my ex's stuff.
Hashtag Ocean's 19.
Hashtag, I want to do paddleboard yoga in Ocean's 11.
Doesn't even make sense. If they had paddleboard yoga when Buddha was alive, he wouldn't have been fat. Hashtag stepmomhood. Hashtag my back hurts when I sit down against something.
Hashtag runaway yoga paddleboard.
Hashtag if this was the old days, people could wash their clothes on my backbones.
Hashtag I'm like that Julia Roberts movie where I was hanging out on the beach with Justine Bateman. Hashtag satisfaction.
All right, Heather and Lizzie. Heather, you know you're the most boring person on the show if the only person you can talk to is Lizzie, okay?
This is like, hey girl, I've been eating calamari at the bar for the past 3 hours. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey girl, it's my birthday. I'm glad you showed up. Nobody else did. I got us another appetizer.
Hey girl. Like,
thanks for having me. Whoa, eating at the bar. This is crazy. A chair at the bar. Whoa, I'm eating at the bar. This is
just fun. Like the people. Just like the regular people. Lizzie's like, don't worry about being late. I drew like 5 different bathing suits on the cocktail napkins. Got a whole summer line coming out.
Look, I've drawn a new bikini, Heather. There's a top and a bottom, and they're both lines.
Wow. Wow, that's art.
Stupid just so Heather. You know, the sushi chef cut his finger just like I did last year. Oh my God, it's totally going to make the show.
So Heather was telling Lizzie about Vicky's mom dying, and yeah. Heather was trying to cry. Heather is the worst actress, okay? Heather's like trying to cry, but God bless her, her gerbil Botox will not let her, so her ears are like leaking. And she's like, Lizzie, you should have seen it. We were playing Bunko, and then Vicky let out this cry. This guttural cry. It was like the depths of her soul was screaming. I was like, how could you even hear that over Shannon going, Bunko! David! Like, no one even heard Vicky, okay?
I know, no one heard Vicky. Yeah, exactly. She was like, it sounded worse than Coco being told she wasn't allowed to throw the vase on the ground.
I think I said this last week, but it came into my head again last night. It's like on 4th of July when there's a bunch of fireworks, and then everybody goes out, and they're like, wow, there's fireworks. Let's shoot each other. No one will hear us. Yeah. That's what it was like. It's like Vicky's mom died, and no one can hear over the sounds of,
I love when Shannon went crazy about Bunko, but as we said last week, I loved it even more when she was like, come on, Bunko. Come on, Bunko. No, Bunko. Never mind, of course. David, why is there no Bunko? By the way, when I was looking at on Amazon last night, I totally came across a Bunko game, and I was like, ooh, should I get it?
A what game?
Bunko!
Bunko!
It's dice, isn't it? Don't you just roll dice and keep score? Isn't it like Yahtzee or something?
I think so. I mean, based on Shannon's tutorial. That's what I think it is. It's called Bunko Party.
Based on Shannon's tutorial, it's just an exercise in bipolarism. It's like, I'm going to kill myself. Bunko! Oh, I'm dying inside. Bunko! Oh, Jesus. Of course, I can't read a damn thing I said, but Tamara, isn't this crazy, Mom? My grandbaby is being born on the same day that Vicky's mom is being buried. And I was like, that's karma if I've ever heard it. Vicky's mom's going to come crawling out of that vagina. You know, that's if there's ever a case for reincarnation karma, it's right now.
I think Vicky's mom had the right idea. She's like, shit, another Tam response coming into this world. See ya.
Time to go. You know, the wars are bad. The racism is bad. But Tamara having another child, bye. I'm dead.
The Tamara lineage continuing.
I just want
continuing.
That baby to come bye. Out going, I did not have a threesome! The I'll baby's going to come out like, Grandma, you're stupid. Shut up.
You're stupid.
Please, Gretchen, shut up. Shut up. You're stupid.
Please reincarnate Vicky's mother into that baby.
I would love that. I would love that.
All right, what else did we have there? Mom planned. Oh, good. So then we had the worst part. Okay, so Megan is Megan is doing this whole, oh, the lady in the wig is dying, and now I'm being nice to the kids so she'll love me. And then the kid's a total bitch to her.
Oh, my God. That daughter was such a brat.
Megan rents some hotel room with Jim's money, and God knows where they were, on the beach, before her winter formal.
They went to the courtyard by Marriott, and basically, they're like, we rented out the presidential suite, so we have 1.5 rooms. And and basically, yeah, that girl, oh my God, total brat. I had to take Megan's side on this one.
Oh, yeah, that girl was a little bitch. She was mad because she forgot her dress, and then the mom's like, oh, that's my kid, she forgot her dress. And then the kid's like, whatever, mom!
Yeah. She's like, well, we, you know, you realize that we rented out an entire suite for you and hired a photographer and are paying for all your hair and your dress and your makeup. Whatever!
Whatever, that's stupid. Did you forget my medication too? I'm like, oh my God. So she forgot your Adderall and your dress. God help us. Yeah. And then Megan's like cuddling with her on a couch like, you should be nice to your mother because she has cancer. And she's like, I don't care. Yes. All right? Cancer doesn't dress me, okay? Cancer does not have enough glitter for the winter formal. I can't wear her cancer to winter formal. And her mom's like, sorry, Jesus Christ, lady.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so she's all upset. And then when the dress finally did arrive, I was like, your mother was doing you a favor,
yeah,
okay? She's trying
you.
Not to fight with you, but she's really telling you, you look like you're dressed by Dillard's, okay? She's trying to help you here.
Yeah, it was like one step up from like a construction worker uniform.
It's like, if I could do one thing for my daughter before she goes, it's to save her winter formal pictures.
And then she's like, I can't believe my mom wants to get in the winter formal pictures. It doesn't even have anything to do with you. Shut
God,
up, you ungrateful.
No kidding.
Ungrateful winter formal bitch.
Yeah,
who's the jackhole now?
Bit.
We're like,
and then
we
Megan's
don't like.
Like
but oh, I like that we're like, we can't believe Andy Cohen would call a 16-year-old a jackhole. But we're like, this stupid bitch, 17-year-old bitch.
Oh, yeah, I don't have a problem with calling 16-year-olds assholes. They are. We all are. I mean, Jesus, I was an ass. I still am the 16-year asshole on the inside. I just have less hair, darling.
Yeah, darling.
Still there. 16-year-old is a jackhole. I'm not going to say jackhole. I can't even make myself say
darling. Get some
tartar. Darling, Penny, don't leave your purse, darling.
Chef Penny, quick emergency. We have to send all the tuna tartar that we can find. Send it down to Orange County. It could be the last time this poor woman has it. Send it now to the courtyard by Marriott. Get it there now. You see a skinny wench on a paddleboard, that's when you know you've gotten the right place. Get there.
And then Megan's all mad. She's like, teenagers are jerks. I mean, to think that girl's like 2 years away from being able to marry my husband. It's like, shut up, Megan. What are you talking about, Miss 30-year-old? You said Miss 30-year-old?
Oh, well, Miss 30-year-old.
Then we have Vicky sobbing without tears again. This whole show. It's been a week now. And
why won't she wake up? Why won't she wake up? She should be awake by now. Why won't she wake up? Now listen, far be it for me to make fun of a woman in mourning, but it was one thing last week when it was like the shock of it had struck Vicky and she was saying crazy things. But now it's been a few days, and for her to keep saying, when is she supposed to wake up? She's supposed to be awake by now. Like, this is not, it's not right. Like, she's supposed to be awake. Wake her up, Billy. Wake her up. Who's in the box? What's in
the
box?
Stop pressing the snooze button on Mom. Stop pressing the snooze on Mom. It's time to wake up. Stop snoozing Mom.
Yeah, it's a little bit much. Especially when she's not really crying.
I mean, I feel for her. I do feel for her. I mean, I feel terrible for her. She was very close to her mother. But, I mean, that's a strange way of grieving. She needs to get herself onto a...
Been on TV 10 years. You just get different...
She needs to get herself onto a paddleboard.
No, Jackie O, darling. Jackie O's like, I will not cry in public. Also, she was probably like that cheating son of a bitch. But anyway, Jackie O was like, you know, classy women don't do this in public, darling, even though she's not Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
But not this show. We've sure taken down those boundaries. When's she going to win? Hi, just calling to see if Mom's awake from her nap. What do you mean she's still not awake? Oh, my God. Who's going to forget my winter formal dress? Who's going to forget my medication? That's terrible. Sorry if anybody's mom died. All of ours will soon, and it's going to suck for everybody. And I promise not to come on this show and pretend to cry about it. and ask why she's not awake from her nap.
I don't think Vicky is pretending to cry. I don't think she's pretending to cry, but I think she's out of her mind right now with grief, and it's making her a crazy woman, like really crazy. And so then what I thought was sort of the my takeaway was that they cut to Shannon,
David.
And she and David came in from a parental meeting, and
It
was a father meeting, that's right.
It was a father meeting. Conference. Your father and I have just come back from a father conference.
We were looking at styrofoam gravestones. So, but what was funny is that Shannon said to her daughter, she's like, did you send Aunt Vicky a text? I'm like, what? Vicky is at quote-unquote aunt level now? Like, they've known each other for a year, and she's Aunt Vicky? Jeez.
Well, yeah.
Vicky owns a business. That's how we have aunts in Orange County, okay? Some people have them by birth, and we have them by business ownership.
David?
Vicky became your auntie at the latest Chamber of Commerce meeting in Orange County.
She brought a chandelier. She brought a chandelier to the meeting, and I thought, you know what? She could be an aunt.
Another aunt, see ya.
I can't. This weekend, we're very excited because Vicky and I are going to go see Ant-Man. I think it's going to be about our friendship. David,
where are you going? So they just get back from some father conference, and the kids are like, great. She's like, wow, your father's done great on his poster board. He's getting better at that. Soon he'll be able to join a science fair. And they're like, great, Dad. Your father's going to learn to be a father any day now, David.
Yeah.
And then David's like, yeah, well, you know, it was really difficult because your mom was mad at me last night and then in the middle of the night and then this morning and then at breakfast and then at lunch and then on the way there and then throughout the afternoon and at night, still mad at me. It's like, David, I don't appreciate that, David.
Daddy, how'd your day go today?
Here it is specifically.
I went better tonight because, you know, mommy was upset with me yesterday. And last night and this morning, pretty much all day today, because I didn't respect her enough.
And now Shannon's looking furious.
So she's been
David?
Upset with me all day.
David?
Well, there's a little bit more than that, so let's not exaggerate
David?
It. It's
not David.
A phone call. That's not fair to do to me.
I had a good day.
It's just not fair, David.
You see your father? Look at what your father's doing right now. We learned that some fathers insert their penises into vaginas to make babies, and some fathers just insert negative thoughts into mothers to make them crazy. And that's what your father's inserting. We'll just respect him.
David, that's not the full story. David.
David, please do not insert a negative thought into me, David. We just got back from the father conference, David.
Well, the best part is that when we find out what the father conference was really about, it's that Shannon, very innocently, merely asked David to compile a list of every single restaurant he took his mistress to. She's like, because, you know, I've had a negative thought, David, and I can't think of restaurants that you may have brought your mistress to, and we have friends. Like, her reasoning made no sense. She's like, well, because, you know, I can't live like this. You know, I have friends and restaurants. I need to know the restaurants. I just can't be taken by surprise. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I don't want to be eating an awesome blossom if David has dipped his awesome at that blossom first. I just don't want to do it. And with as many affairs as he has, who knows? I could be at a restaurant tipping his mistress. I'm not giving up 15% to a mistress. I'm putting my foot down, David.
I want to know that this ultimate feast is the ultimate feast and that you have not shared an ultimate feast with some hoe from Tustin. There, I said it. David? David.
Listen, we are not taking the kids to hometown Slut Faye until you make a list of the restaurants that you've eaten at, David. That's it.
David? I want to know I'm the only woman you take to the round table. David,
if I go to Red Lobster and order crabs and I get them again, I'm going to kill you, David. That's not funny, all right? It's not funny.
David, the only claim that I want you to have a claim jumper is on me, okay? David.
Oh, my God. So the other thing that I was laughing at is in the clip you just played when he's like, well, your mother was mad at me for, you know, every minute of the day. Because I didn't have enough respect to call her when I said I would. And she's like, well, it's a little bit more than that, David. Is it? Is that your fight? You went to a father conference because David didn't call you last night on his way home. And knowing after last week when Shannon was talking to her friend and she's like, well, you know, yeah. And the friend was like, oh, the affair was 6 months, right? And she's like, oh, well, it's been 6 months since he's had one. I mean, it's been 2 years since. Well, Jesus, it's every restaurant in town. What, are you only going to go picnic now?
Yeah, exactly. Like, how are you going to move forward if you were now making him make lists about restaurants, this is not how you do it. You have to just move on, Shannon. Either move on or accept the end of the affair and that you may wind up in the same geographical area that he brought the mistress.
Listen, David, if it's legal now for restaurants to start posting calories on their menu, I think that it should be legal for you to start posting how many waitresses you've swallowed. All right? I'm not going to eat on a menu without that description. Thank you.
David,
where are you going? Why is the garage door opening?
David, why are you closing that door?
David,
why are you closing the sliding door, David?
Oh, yeah.
David, why are you closing the door? It's not an elevator. David, did you take your mistress into an elevator? David, is this the mistress room? This is the room for the mistresses. We can't come in here anymore. I need a list of every single type of room you ever walked into with your mistress. I want to know whatever type of, what type of sheets, what was the thread count on the sheets that you fucked your mistress on, David? David.
That's it. Everyone's getting t-shirt sheets.
David, I want to know about the lighting. Were there chandeliers involved? Because we have a big one in the house, and I can't get rid of it.
That was amazing when he's like, okay, kids, we're going to be talking over here. We're going to close this door now. She's like, David, why are we in the pantry, David? He's like, we are going to talk about this over a box of Cheetos. She's like, no, David, why are you closing the door? David, is that symbolic? And then the daughter's like, they're fucking crazy.
She's like, whatever.
Shannon. And then that whole scene where she goes over to Vicky's house and she's like, hey, Vic, how you doing? And they're both kind of stumbling around like really old ladies. And Shannon's wearing her reading glasses.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of old ladies together. And Vicky's like, oh, you know, my mom's still dead. Do you want some water or something? Oh, no, I brought some water. I brought it in my purse. I don't know. You know, I don't want to accuse you of not filtering your water. You know, fight. It's in my purse. Oh, okay. You want some water? I brought my water. All right.
I brought a lime rind. It's supposed to bring peacefulness to your house.
If you want some water? Okay, I've got my water. Stop that now. And Vicky, or Shannon, what was she offering her? She's like, this will be for stress.
Yeah, because she was like, this is some lemon grease. Water. And Vicky's like, oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah. Oh, thank you. I think mom would like this. Is mom awake, Wes? Can you wake up mom, Shannon?
Shannon's like, here, you have to take this grief medicine orally. I would keep it for myself, but David did a lot of oral things with his mistresses, and I'm no longer taking anything orally.
Vicky, my one request is that you save some for David when he attends my funeral again at the hotel. I've got the gravestone still saved up.
Please make sure that he uses the original poster board and not the second poster board, because the second poster board was much ruder than the first. he got really literate with that glitter pen the second time around.
So then Vicky started talking about how she saw a median. Quote unquote median. She's like, oh yeah, I saw a median, and there was a bird pecking, and the median was like, oh, has there been a pecking bird recently? And she's like, oh yeah. It's like, well, that's your dad. It's like, is there a crooked photo in your house? She's like, oh yeah, it's a picture of my dad. Yeah, that means your dad moved it for you. And Vicky's like, yeah, oh wow, like it just all makes sense. I'm like, what? It's the most generic thing ever. Be like, have you noticed a bird? Is there something that's crooked? Oh yeah, your dad did that. What?
Also, when Vicky goes, you know, seeing a median and seeing all that stuff from my dad, you know, I got to ask myself, would this be okay with God? I'm like, Vicky, how many times have you been divorced? How many faces have you had? You don't have anywhere near the same boobs you have. I know that's not technically in the Bible, but if adorning yourself with too much gold and shit is in the Bible, I'm sure saline sex wouldn't be, you know, too far behind. Get over yourself. Since when are you worried about it?
Yeah. Oh, Vicky.
Kicking your laws, Vix. She's like, well, okay, the divorce, you know, divorce my doors. You know, I hope I don't go to hell for talking to a median. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know why the streets always have to be so divided.
Why do they put so many mediums in the streets?
Shannon's like, no, Vicky, I think you mean a median, the thing that's in the middle of the street. Vicky's like, I know what I was talking to.
I was talking to the planter in the middle of the highway.
I was at a crosswalk in the middle of the highway. It kept going, wait. And I thought, gosh, that's what my dad used to say.
I was in the median and I was looking at the flower bed. I was like, this is the smallest park I've ever seen in my life.
By the way, how many blind people died because those fucking crosswalks weren't yelling, wait?
I know.
Wait.
Well, no, the funniest thing to me is when those crosswalks, to signal that it's time to walk, they play like bird noises. I don't think that's helpful. Either you're not going to know this because it sounds like birds, or you're going to hear a bird and be like, okay, it's time to walk. Of course, I made the blind person like, Vicky, by the way.
You're just going to be like, why is that blind person throwing breadcrumbs at a crosswalk? All these birds are getting run over. Oh,
there's so many crosswalks. So many crosswalks. Every time I think I've made it across the street, I hear the birds again. I just keep on walking. I hate to stick someone in a blind person in an aviary. Oh, gosh. This traffic. They must be so furious. They've been stopped for so long. All the blind people are Vicky, I'd like to add. Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh, circling. Now it's counting down. Do I have to, will I make it across in 20 seconds or what? Oh, this is stressful. I wish my dad was here. Wait. Hi, Dad. Oh, God, my dad's here.
Have you seen any crosswalks recently? Yes. Oh, that's your dad. Oh, great. Has the crosswalk sign gone from, like, a walking man to then a flashing hand? That's your dad saying, hold on a second. I'll be right there.
Even my dead father doesn't approve of Brooks. It's like, don't. Do not. It's like, talk to the hand.
I keep seeing signs everywhere. They're red and they're octagonal. And they're my dad saying, stop. Stop with Brooks. And I say, I can't stop. Gotten into so many accidents since.
I can't stop thinking of my dad when I see those octopus signs. It's like, an octagon, Vicky. I don't know what I said. And then we cut to Tamara, who's also talking about Vicky's mom dying. She's like, Mom, this is like I wouldn't have cared if you died when you were still a bitch. But now that we're friends, I'd be really sad if you died. And she's like, I mean, Vicky's mom had explicit instructions on how to bear. I mean, who does that? Like, you just become 80 and then you're like, okay, here's how I want to die. And the mom's like, you know what I always say? Just cremate me. And she's like, okay. She's like, well, dude, batch.
Her mom's like, that's why in our family we believe in teen pregnancy. That way you can be around with your kids longer. She's like, I'm 43 and I'm a great grandmother.
This feels more evil today than usual.
We are very evil.
Maybe there's a dead person.
I think so. We're making fun of, like, cancer or dead people. We're sorry, everyone. Like, we made it to 200 episodes, and now we're going to be real nasty. By the way, I have to give one of our listeners, Kelsey Sparks, posted this on our Facebook page. It was a picture of Ryan getting his baby. And the funny thing is, it was clearly they were not allowed to bring cameras into parts of the hospital because Kelsey caught this and put a screen cap up on the up on the page. And there's like a picture of like Ryan holding the baby through a glass door, and next to it is a sign that says "Storage Employees Only." So they basically like made a storage closet look like a delivery room.
Oh, Lord, this show is hilarious.
Love it.
Tamara's Christian, or she didn't say anything about Christianity, by the way, so I'm not making fun of that. But her whole, like, I'm a nice person now tour is just so funny. She's like, hi, Vix. It's me. I'm just coming by to say sorry about your mom, bitch. And Vicky's like, yeah, well, you have to be nice to me now. Because my mom likes you. I don't even know why. I'd say, she's being mean to me. And her mom would say, oh, really, Tamara? Why you being mean? And I'd say, I don't know. And she'd be like, oh, your mom is such a bitch. She's like, I know, Tamara. What is this friendship?
I know.
And then Brooks has lost weight. So he comes in. And look, I felt bad when I saw that Brooks had lost so much weight. Because I was like, oh, we've been making fun of him possibly lying about his cancer, right? Because it's Brooks. Like, you never make fun of cancer. But of course you make fun of like idiots who pretend they have it to get on TV and who have also used this excuse with other ex-wives before, and who knows if he really has it. I don't believe him. Anyway, he came on and I was like, oh my God, he's lost weight. Either I need to get cancer or start shoving coffee up my ass. Yeah. One of the two is about to start happening because he looks so thin.
He does. He does look thin. Good for you, Brooks. Maybe your cancer is real.
Or maybe it's the coffee enema, whatever it is. You look great. I've never seen somebody with cancer look so healthy. So well done. You're looking great. Only in LA would getting cancer be like, oh, congratulations, best diet ever. There's a waiting list.
Yeah. It's like after I had a vicious bout of pneumonia 5 years ago, I lost like 35 pounds or 40 pounds in the span of 3 weeks. Everyone was like, Ben, you look great. What have you been doing? I'm like, pneumonia.
Well, you know, I go up 100 pounds every... I go up and down 100 pounds probably like every 5 years. And whenever I'm on the downslope, people go, oh my God, you look so great. Are you sick? Like they all have like AIDS in their eyes. They all have like AIDS eyes. I'm like, no, stop, people. Jesus, that's so rude. And it's also, it's rude to just assume that a gay guy would have AIDS before anything else, A. And B, it's rude to compliment me and then, without even finishing your sentence, suggest I have AIDS. Like, pick a path, people, all right? Jeez.
Yeah, it's very LA.
We were going to go to Disneyland. I don't know why I wrote that down.
Oh yeah, because Vicky was going to go to Disneyland with her mom.
Oh yeah, she's like, but we were going to go to Disneyland. Wake up, mom. And then Brooks is like, guys, I think we all need to pray.
Yeah.
Dear Lord, rub a dub dub. Thanks for the grub. Hey God. Vicky's like, Brooks, you are not eating a sandwich. He's like, yes, I am. No, you're not, Brooks. Yes, I am. He's like, Lord. Please help the world, help racism, help Vicky be okay with everything, and please send us a side of queso when you're done. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Dear Lord, help Vicky, help Tamara, help all the people in this world. And if you could you find me a Park Place piece for my McDonald's Monopoly? Thank you very much.
You're not eating that, Brooks. No, you're not, Brooks.
Hell, I am. It's Monopoly, Tom. Which, by the way, that's me. That's me. Every fall, I go crazy Monopoly.
Lord, I would, you know, I've learned to look behind clouds for silver linings. And, you know, I wasn't happy when you took Vicky's mom. But I am ecstatic to have a week alone in the house. So, yay, God. Love, Brooks.
All right. I think that's pretty much it for the episode. Should we go on to Married to Medicine?
Is it?
Bye, guys.
Oh, there was just some other Heather stuff. Who cares? She did nothing.
Yeah, she did nothing. Oh, yeah, there was stupid stuff with Terry. It was so stupid. It's like, with Coco. Like, I think Coco gets off on withholding affection to Terry. I'm like, no, she's just a spoiled brat. Get over it.
And also, where would she get that?
Yeah.
She's like, Coco is withholding information from, or Coco is withholding all emotional response from Terry until she gets a house.
Yeah.
Building for the cabinets wasn't enough as a bedroom. We need an entire house for her. I have my kids doing a model house. Look, it's only 3,000 square feet. I just tell them, kids, that's how poor people live.
I'm one of you. We bought out of Costco and we're turning it into Coco's new playroom. So, okay. So,
Married to Meds. Wow, as trashy as Married to Medicine is and has always been, it's actually at least fun right now. It has not been good this year, but this season, this episode was so funny to me. Were you laughing
It was like a little dull at first, but then it started to pick up. It started to pick up steam. I think though it was not so much the episode's fault. I think it was me. I like wasn't in the mood to like watch it, so I was like watching it in like 15 minute bursts. But it was still entertaining. I definitely wrote some things down that made me chuckle.
Ooh. Don't threaten me with a good time, note taker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we opened with another useless montage of these women doing nothing.
To like some generic. Understand. I love their like cheap public domain pop music that they got. It's like, doing things, getting up and doing things, making it happen, ooh, ooh.
And it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's Heavenly like checking the air on her tires.
You got tires, like, you got air in the tires.
We got tires going on. Yeah. Oh, Laura. Yeah, you check the tires, Laura. You have to check the air on the tires, Laura.
So after that ridiculous sex, never having sex and the city opening montage, we move to Jackie fat shaming. Okay, no diet has ever worked with some skinny woman with Claire Huxtable voice coming up to you and just being mean to you. Right. That is not how diets work, Jackie, okay?
Exactly. Although I did feel bad because the other night, I did pull a Dr. Jackie move because our friend Jack, I was hanging out with him and Angie and David and everything. And I brought some peanut butter cups over and then he immediately was like, I want some. And then I wouldn't let him have any because, which is a real dick move, but, I felt like I was entitled to do that because poor Jack is always posting about how he's trying to stay away from candy. So I was like, if I'm going to have to read these posts, I'm not gonna let you have candy. Right?
Well, that's why you never put your diet status on Facebook. That's like the dumbest thing you can do.
I know.
It really is. Because then everybody's like, oh my gosh, so the diet's down, right? Which there is a dislike button. It's like, shut the fuck up. You know, you don't want to invite people into your addictions.
But then I felt so bad because Jack is so sweet. So sweet and cuddly. I was like, oh, I wanted to give it to him.
Yeah, you shouldn't have.
I know. I was being an asshole. Sorry, Jack.
I'm sorry, Jack. I would have let you have one.
Well, to be fair, he had three, so I was just cutting him off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
speaking of cutting people off, I'm going to cut you off. No, just kidding. I was just bringing up candy again because, of course, Jackie starts going through all the drawers, and she's like, I have a feeling there is something bad in that drawer, and I was just hoping it would be gum. But it wasn't. It was a candy drawer.
It's full on candy.
Well, it's rich people having like gum drawers.
Gum drawers and candy drawers. There's something sort of unsettling also about a drawer of loose candy. Right? Like it's one thing to have like a jar of candy or a bowl of candy or a bag, but something about a drawer where it's all like rolling around is a little strange to me. You know, it's like
loose. It's like your mom's old half smoked Benson and Hedges and some pennies.
Like yeah, it's like if you open up a drawer, this
you can't explain.
Yeah, like imagine opening up a drawer and there's like some loose paper clips and staples and things. It just feels disorganized. I don't know, it bothered me.
So funny. I like that Will spent half an hour on a candy drawer. What kind of candy was in there? But I love Simone. I don't care how Simone's irrational hilarious. Simone gets, but God, she is so funny to me always. She's like, what are you even doing here? I look fine. Go to Heavenly's.
Yeah, she's fatter than me.
God.
That was great. Well, Simone and Heavenly love throwing shade at each other back and forth whenever they can, but like in a fun way, which is what's great.
Yeah, they have fun with it. And Jackie, of course, she's there to like talk about her non-diet plan. Like she has no diet plan really except to shame fat people. Yeah. So I don't even know what she's talking about, but she's like, all right, we've done my diet plan scene. Let's sit down on the couch now and let's talk about the disrespectful way these women folk were acting on this show.
Yeah.
You know, starts going into this whole thing and she's like, I wouldn't expect Lisa Nicole to act like that, but you know, there's two sides to every person. And as long as the person on the outside of Lisa Nicole is within a healthy weight range, I don't care what the fat bitch inside her says. Thank you.
Oh, God. Stupid Jackie. Stupid Jackie. She's too smart to be acting so ridiculous.
She is, but she knows it's ridiculous. She's like sighing and rolling her eyes whenever she has to actually talk about the other women on the show. It's so funny. She's just like, I'm just here to sell a diet plan. Two-page diet plan. It just says, don't eat fatty over and over again.
She's just working for that book deal. She's working for it, for her infomercial. Fit is the new it. Stupid. So stupid. Fit is the new it. Shit is the new it.
Fit be it. Much, Jackie. Fitbit.
Yeah. Fitbit. David. Why am I not the new it, David? David, it should be Shannon is the new it.
I want to know every walking path that your mistresses have taken, David, because I'm not walking there with my Fitbit anymore, David.
So Jackie came over and was talking to Simone about the candy drawer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then I think the next major thing that happened was that we saw Quad. Quad had a giant bandage on her face as if she'd just been stabbed with a saber.
Oh my lord, and you know Toya called that right away. She's like, you know, she's sitting over there with a bandage bigger than the house. I'm sure enough, Quad's got this bandage covering half her face, and she's like, you would not believe what that woman did to me. Victimized me like a fire in a house storm. It's like, what? Shut up, Quad. Makes no sense.
She came after me like some cottage cheese at a bowling alley. What?
Like, makes zero sense. And her, you gotta love that the husband is just like,
Well, you shouldn't have been doing that to her. You shouldn't have talked to her like that. You started it.
Exactly. Well, I love that he actually was not taking her shit. He was like, you know, there are people who need to be using the emergency room's resources. He's like, and she's like, what do I need to happen? Does an eyeball have to fall out and roll around the floor for people to have pity on me? It's like, he's like, no. He's like, what you had was like pretty minor. Like, you know, there are people who need the emergency room.
You just have a tiny scratch.
I was like, you have a scratch. People need that emergency room. He was mad. But what I don't understand is why he, as a therapist, doesn't say, you know, Quad, we're starting to see a pattern of behavior here, and maybe we have to look at maybe something that you are bringing to the situation. Instead, he's just like,
you shouldn't have been acting that way.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed as a doctor. It embarrassed the whole medical community.
It's like, you've been on this show 3 years now, okay? That does not fly anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, exactly. Yeah, I think, you know, he's a therapist, and sometimes people are just in love with their work and they marry it.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know, Shannon was probably a fan of, Shannon was, I don't know, probably obsessed with like cheating at Monopoly or something. She married her work. Who knows? These people are all crazy, but Quad having a fit and then being like, the nastiest thing to me, she said I was a lesbian. Can you believe that?
She said, let's not forget that.
Let's not forget.
He's like, well, you do have a lot of Katie Lang CDs. The nerve.
The nerve.
The other important revelation that came out of this episode is that we learned
that Toya's kid's been stealing applesauce. Stealing applesauce. He's an applesauce man. No more applesauce.
They told me no more Bobby juice. Because I caught one of them eating the applesauce in the bed, and I said no. And then he said, no more mommy juice. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm just going to start drinking out of jars so they don't notice.
Yeah. What I should have did is put the alcohol in the applesauce. And then I take the applesauce from them, I can drink the alcohol.
I started putting the alcohol into Capri Sun pouches so they won't know what it is.
Yeah. You know that they'll drink out of that, right? Like, put it in a more child-friendly cup, like, you idiot.
Who do you think you are? The applesauce drug czar? I have came here to take the applesauce from you and put it in the ambulance.
The ambulance. So Toria's stupid. Water disgusting. Oh, yeah. When you throw water at someone's face, that is the most disgusting thing you can do to a person. I'm like, she actually threw a glass at your face afterwards.
Yeah.
How is the water more disgusting? I love that, like, the thing that kills a gremlin is what ultimately offends Quad.
I know. I could have melted. If this were Oz, I could have melted.
This would have killed Gizmo.
And then she tried to feed me after midnight.
Don't tell me Phoebe Cates can't have a job.
I am going to get into my Barbie dream car, and I'm going to drive right on out of here.
And then we got a scene with Simone pretending that she spends any time with the twin Urkels, which she never does. Because
I love,
like,
the twin Urkels.
Hi, boys. How you doing playing basketball? I'm just here to ask about your homework.
Thank you. Or not. Get out of here with your Maserati. You just got here. You're here for 5 minutes. Do not front, please.
She's like, guys, they're like, we have to make a family tree, Mom. She's like, well, you know, the main branch on that tree is drunk. And I don't know how you're going to put that. I'm like, you don't need to put that on a family tree. It's like, this is my mother. This is my mother. She's a doctor. This is my father. He's a doctor. This is my grandfather. He drinks. His favorite drink is Jack Daniels. He also masturbates in parks. It's like, what? You don't need to put that. Just put his name.
Yeah. I love Simone with her kids, though, because her kids seem so nice and she's good with them. I love Simone.
Yeah, I do, too. I just call them the twin Urkels and say she doesn't spend time with them because 1 minute she's like, I'm never home. All I do is spend, you know, time at work and I can't even pay the bills because I'm broke. And then the next season she's like, here I am on the sidelines of the basketball court talking to Urkels while driving a Maserati when last year I couldn't pay my rent. Shut up, Simone.
Talking to Urkels. Oh, jeez.
What else happened in this one? Well, me and Jill are Mills.
Jill.
Oh, Toya.
Oh, yeah, me.
Okay. Yeah, I was a high school teacher. That's how we teach grammar. You say, me and Jill and her and her and me, we went someplace. us and her went to the strip club.
They want to go to the strip club, and they're calling all the girls, and she's like, hey, Lisa Nicole, you want to go to strip club? And Lisa Nicole's like,
that's demeaning to all the women that Darren has sex with.
And then Toya goes,
I was a teacher of the high school, and I can tell you, some girls dream of being on that pole.
Makes me sad for the educational system in many, many different ways. Many ways.
Like, what's sadder, that women in Atlanta, young women in Atlanta, dream of being strippers, or that Toya was allowed to teach high school?
Yeah, exactly. I can only imagine what she was teaching.
Students, gather around. We're gonna learn social studies now. This is when... Okay. 4 score 7 years ago, something happened. What was it? You, right over there. I want to be a stripper. Correct. That's what happened. Where's Eugene?
Eugene. Toya.
Eugene, this textbook doesn't make sense.
We came on a boat made out of flowers in May, and then when we got here, there was all these Indians, and we was like, no, it smells like curry. So then we killed them, and now we own America.
when the pilgrims came to Plymouth Rock, they're like, this is great music. Let's make a country. I love Plymouth Rock. So now that's a genre.
We saw all the Indians on totem poles, and that's where stripping began. It's from the dawn of time. Eve was a stripper.
That's why they named the state Massachusetts, because everyone went to Mass and was like, I want to choose stripping. So Massachusetts it. Massachusetts.
God.
You know why the White House is called the White House? Because it's a house that's white and the stripper's inside.
That's why there's a pole in front of the White House, and that's why the flag's always up, because people say they got a flag up when they get horny at the White House.
Every time there's an election, they have all those polls. It's because the strippers are out. There's time for the strippers to get voting on the polls. It's good for America.
So then we move on to Lisa Nicole having a meeting.
No, Toya did not get that from a private investigator. She must have gotten that inside information from somebody in my office. Somebody must have gone through my computer and seen the files about Darren's illegitimate son. I mean,
like, what files did you have on your computer that people found to talk about an illegitimate child and mistresses, Lisa Nicole?
And congratulations for not keeping a password on your work computer. Good job. And by the way, she's so dumb. She's so dumb, by the way. If someone saw off the computer, she thinks it's one of her employees. Do you realize you have, like, a team of producers that are all up in your business at all times? They're trying to find dirt on you any chance they get. I mean, let's not be ridiculous.
And then you just got all the employees over being terrified of your, like, wire hanger facing the wrong way rant. And now you're, like, yelling at them all and accusing them all of being liars and then leaving. Like, how would that foster any kind of allegiance to you?
Well, I love that first woman, because when they're all sitting around there and one guy's like, well, somebody's gotta fess up. And one woman goes, wasn't me. Not me at all. I didn't do it. So I never touched your computer. So take me out of the conversation. It's like,
I will find justice. I will find out who did this. I will find out who was on my computer under my username looking through things.
How are you going to find that out, stupid? You can't. If you look at your computer records, it's going to say that you were the dumbass signed in on there. Right. Dumb.
Stupid.
I'll find out.
She probably got an email from the private investigator that was like, here, to save all your personal stuff, email it to this link and it'll be put in a vault. And she's like, okay. Emails it to him.
This is like WikiLeaks. The terrorists will pay. We're going to start going up to a size 14 in the Lisa Nicole collection. That is private.
Well, we all know in WikiLeaks that Julian Assange was a great stripper who let everyone know about everything happening in all the strip clubs in America.
I just love that Lisa Nicole has some master file on her computer yeah. that talks about all of Darren's babies littered all over the world and all the random vaginas he's had sex with.
I know.
So crazy.
Like a,
and I'm loving this Lisa Nicole, by the way.
Yeah.
Because she's crazy now. Now yeah, she's crazy.
Real, she's gone real crazy. So then it's time to go to the strip club.
Behind a crazy woman.
Always. So now it's time to go to the strip club. And in this case, Jill basically doesn't have enough money to get a proper party bus, so she gets some, like, Craigslist Etsy party bus that's a school bus painted black. It's so bad.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. The women on this show are so funny. Heavenly was killing me.
I never been to a strip club before. What does strip club smell like, girl?
And some Tori's like, ass. And then she opens her legs and puts her vagina in Heavenly's face. And Heavenly's like, whoa,
I hate the smell of ass. Tori, you want to smell some ass, girl? You go to that club and smell like ass. I don't like smell of ass.
I don't even know what Heavenly's talking about half the time, but I laugh every single time she's on.
No, she...
You want to smell ass?
No.
She's really coming to her own this season, for sure.
Yeah, she's so funny. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So they finally go to the strip club, and Lisa Nicole shows up in this gigantic Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego gardening hat. I don't know what that's at. That funeral hat. It's like Carmen Sandiego was found dead gardening, you know, in Nicaragua. Right. And that was the hat she was wearing.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't run into the lady from Mother Funders trying to tutor some of the strippers.
Or trying to raise money. She's like, if you just gave 10% of what's in your vagina right now to the schools, we would be able to afford a bowling alley fundraiser.
So anyway, so Lisa Nicole gets there and she's hating it because she finds stripping to be very demeaning to women and all this stuff. And she gets into a whole fight with Jill because she's like, strippers are slaves. And Jill's like, no, you can't say that. She's like, how can you say that? They're happy. They're empowered. They're happy. I mean, they both were kind of taking a very extreme position. And I think they both were kind of wrong. But, I mean, I do think it's pretty demeaning.
You do?
I mean, it is demeaning, but at the same time, I also don't think it's slavery. I think it's just, like, fine, you know, all right, if you're going to do it, do it.
I mean, you know, I think I would have agreed until I met so many porn stars, because they do that porn star show at I.O., so I've met, like, a lot of people in porn. Listen, if they have issues or whatever, I get it, we all do, but I don't look at it anymore as a victim thing, because
I don't
pretty empowered.
Well, I mean, look, if they want to do it, it's fine. I don't care, and have fun. And if you feel empowered by it, but then that's great. I mean, I do think, you know, it is more on the demeaning side than other things. But it's also, I say that as lightly as possible, because overall, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? It's like, whatever. Like, if you want to strip, I don't care. Go ahead. Have fun. Just know that I think you have daddy issues. Just know I think you have daddy issues. That's all.
Well, when Lisa Nicole said,
these girls, you know, these strippers, they have the highest incidence of multiple personality disorder.
Look, Lisa Nicole, it's because they use multiple names, okay? Yeah. Those aren't really personalities. She's like,
have you ever seen the wing room of a stripper's house? It's sad.
Well, what I loved is Heavenly. She's like, I agree with her, but she shouldn't have said it in the strip club in front of the hoes.
Because she was, too. She's like,
hi there. I'm sorry that you're stuck to the ground right now. I'll get a spatula to try and clean that up. Oh, and here's my card in case you ever want to make $10 an hour learning how to put hangers the proper way.
Like, what kind of career are you offering these women? They're making $1,000 a night shoving their tits in somebody's face. Do you honestly think they want to come fold shirts for you for $10 an hour? Get out of here.
Well, Lisa Nicole is full of bullshit because she's all about empowering women. She has these, like, luncheons and these seminars about empowering women. And then as soon as the stripper says, oh, by the way, how's Darren? The very first thing that Lisa does is go after the other women. Like, oh, the other girl put her up to it. Oh, she did this. No, Darren would never do that. Darren would never come here, ever, even though he has cheated a lot and he does like going to strip clubs. He would never come here. Blame the other women. Yeah, great empowerment, Lisa Nicole.
And also, the one who, she also had the nerve to say this in this episode, which is why I'm loving her, by the way, when she was saying, oh, you know,
well, when all that stuff happened with Darren, yes, I hit him. Yes, it was because he was cheating. I told him to leave the house, and he wouldn't leave, and so I hit him. So what? Big deal. you know, eventually we went to therapy and we worked through it. And that's why our marriage is stronger.
It's like, how did the editors not cut to just a week ago of her being like,
if you want to stop talking about it, how about you stop talking about all the mistresses and the affairs?
It's like, you can't have it both ways, lady, okay?
No, she's becoming more and more ridiculous every single week.
At least the women on the pole are getting money to do it. Darren was probably just using those vaginas for free and tossing them back in the water like a generous fisherman. It's like you still caught the fish and made its mouth bleed, okay? You're not nice for throwing it back in the water, dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so empowering to women when meanwhile she's married to somebody who's demeaning women all across Atlanta, including her.
Stupid face.
If there's a demeaned woman with... If there's a demeaned woman who needs to learn how to have a little bit of pride and power, it's you, girl. You need to look at home first.
Yeah.
Staying with some man who's cheating on you multiple times is not a good marriage. That's called being a sucker. And if anybody needs some therapy, it's probably you. Bye.
What you should have done was left him after the first time. Gone back to school, learned something important. Like the Cuban Missile Crisis was about missiles that were scared of things. They're like, I don't want to go. We're in crisis. That's what I learned.
It was about a woman named Miss Ull who was scared.
Did you know that the
Women need to be more empowered. A real empowered woman would be covering her face in a place so people don't recognize her as the woman whose husband they fucked for money.
Are we getting to a point here?
You want to be in a club that smells like ass, or you go ahead.
What Heavenly's like?
This club's nicer than I thought. I mean, girl, I wouldn't hang out here normal, but if you got a crowning diet, I'm with you. I'll be here.
Well, June, I went to a lecture at Cheetahs. I learned a lot of things about things. Go back and to school ironic. And teach people.
How ironic that Lisa is being confronted about her cheetah husband in a club called Cheetah. And she's like,
what? Why is even the club sign calling my husband a cheetah? Stop it. Everyone needs to stop judging us.
And then Joe's like,
your husband's dick out the honey pot, okay? And then everybody will stop asking for a taste of the sugar.
Yeah.
Dope, dope.
And Joe was like, I can't believe she would say these things. Like, I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, Joe's all like, crying. Shut up. You just got on the show full time. Congratulations. Yeah,
just be happy you didn't wind up on the new Atlanta, okay? You wound up on the second tier Atlanta show, not the third one.
Oh, Lord. Well, now, you know, we always call this show an audition for The Real Housewives of Atlanta because it's, like, such a cheap show. They're like, okay, you can start on Married to Medicine first, and if you don't shit on the floor, we'll ask you to be on Housewives of Atlanta. And sure enough, now Mariah is the new rumored Nene. You know, Lord help us.
That would be crazy.
For next week, we see pictures of Mariah's new face. Doesn't even look the same. Yeah. She looks like a little Asian girl. I don't even know who that is. She's like Miss Saigon. She's like a Miss Saigon Community Theater reboot.
Yeah.
And what else happens? I think that's
it. That's basically
fun enough for me.
Good enough. Well, all right, everyone. Well, like,
people are calling us lesbians. It's time for us to unite.
Yeah. Well, everyone, thank you all for listening. Hopefully, we will be hearing and seeing from you very shortly. It's 3 o'clock now when we've recorded this. That means it'll probably be up on the internet at around 4. That means you will be hearing this around 5:30, which means you got 15 minutes. Before that Google Hangout, so
oh my god, I hope I make it on time. I'm rushing because I gotta do 2 gigantic bags of laundry before that. You think I can do it in 3 hours and be at your house?
You can do it in 2 hours. Are you crazy?
Alright, Ben, let's see there. If I'm late, that's why.
Alright.
I won't be though. I won't be, damn it.
You haven't just getting use it the now. Secret. Use the secret. Alright, everyone. Thanks for listening and thanks to our premium sponsors. And everyone else, and check out our AMA on Reddit. Bye.
Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, Slicinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here. and it's funny. And I love you.